What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are now tuned in to episode 5 of the Playbook Podcast with your host, Kyle Stout, and other host,
Garrett Burkle.
How are you doing this weekend, Garrett? How were you this weekend?
I was pretty good. We had homecoming at Brownsburg this weekend, so that was pretty fun. Bust out a couple moves, you know. So it was a great weekend, honestly. And then it kind of wrapped up by the Colts winning. But my Boilermakers, I was not able to watch the Purdue game. Probably a good thing is what everyone tells me.
Who'd they play?
They played Florida Atlantic, who I do believe is the second best team we played all year. I do believe they're better than Syracuse. Just top to bottom, they're really athletic. A lot of athletes on the field. Because what my dad even pointed out was that a lot of those guys are transfers from Florida, you know, Florida State. So they're like they're a really talented squad. Unfortunately, Purdue did not look great this weekend without their starting quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. Brock Thompson was out as well. King Doru was out. Jalen Graham was out as well. So I think we were at Minnesota this weekend. I'm actually going to call a hot take right now. This could age terribly. It could age fine. But I actually believe that Purdue goes into Minnesota this weekend and gets a W.
Did Purdue beat Florida Atlantic?
They did beat Florida Atlantic by close? Only two. But if we have O'Connell back next week, I do believe that we can go in to Minnesota and get a W.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I think that's legitimately possible.
Yeah. And then just you're talking about Purdue. I'll talk about a little bit about Kentucky. You know, we had an ugly win this weekend against Northern Illinois.
What was the score?
31-23.
Yeah, Purdue had an ugly win.
And actually, Kentucky was up 2 touchdowns late. Northern Illinois scores, goes for 2, doesn't get it. They kick an onside kick, tips up, and they almost got it. Like it went, it was a perfect kick. And I was watching at my friend's house, and it's just like, I don't know. You got to win those games.
A dub's a dub.
That's what a win's a win. And I feel like maybe in a way, Kentucky is kind of looking forward to next week. You know, you have a big matchup on the road at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you win that, you're in perfect position to make the college football playoff, make a run at that.
Because
at that point, your next big game's at Tennessee, which that's going to be one of the better games of the year.
For sure.
I think both teams are pretty even there. Kentucky's ranked 7th. Tennessee is ranked 8th. And then, you know, obviously you have Georgia at the end of the year. But I'm excited for next week, Kentucky. Yeah, it should be a good matchup. I'm going to take Kentucky winning that, though. I mean, obviously I will. I'm a Kentucky fan. It should be a close game. Let's go a little bit into, you know, the Colts. They finally won a game. And I said they tied to the Texans, lose to the Jags. They beat the Chiefs. I will point out, though, the Jags did kill the Chargers.
No, that got
38-10.
Yeah, the Jags are actually pretty good looking at it.
I won't say that yet because teams start out good and the Chargers had a lot of injuries, but they do look solid right now.
And they beat them by a few scores,
38-10. I believe. I mean, that's insane. I had the Chargers by a million.
Yeah, I mean that was crazy game. So, yeah, good job to the Jags. They actually look pretty legit. Doug Peterson has kind of turned them around from last year. If you look at it. For sure, he's done really well there, which I still don't understand why Philadelphia let him go. I think that was kind of silly. But
I don't know, though. Philly's doing really good
Frank
right
Reich.
Now.
They wanted Frank Reich. That's why they hired, is it Sirianni?
Yeah,
that's why they hired Sirianni.
Well, Nick Sirianni is pretty good, and the Eagles right now look like the best team in the NFC. They look really good.
What's their rec? Did they win yesterday?
Yeah, they were up 24-0 on the Commanders, and the Commanders aren't amazing, but that's still a decent.
No, they did look good, yeah.
Jalen Hurts looks great. Devontae Smith went absolutely nuclear yesterday. He had, like, over 150 in the first half. He had, like, 2 insane back-to-back catches.
Yeah, him and I'm surprised Hurts and Tua are actually killing it in the NFL right now.
I know.
So shout out to them.
Tua got hit pretty hard yesterday. Did you see the clip?
Mm-hmm,
and then he got up, stumbled. He came back into the game, though. I don't know. I mean, it's not very safe, I feel like, to throw him back in the game there. Maybe he was just, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's anyway.
They got the dub, though.
Yeah, it's a good win. Yeah, a good win for the Indianapolis Colts, though.
Yeah, against the Chiefs.
Frank Reich and Chris Ballard live to see another day.
Anyways, though, when I was watching the game, like when the Colts got that last pick and, you know, Frank Reich's over there celebrating, my dad was like, yeah, he's talking to my mom. He's like, yeah, he's just celebrating because he just kept his job another week. I'm like, yeah, I mean,
there
could be some truth to that. I don't think Irsay would have done that if you lose since it was so close. But, like, that's huge for Frank Reich. I mean, now he's, I feel like right now is not even on the hot seat, maybe a little bit, but like a win against the Chiefs there really like that almost like a new season for
that,
you at this point.
That definitely erases the first two games, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Because even if you lost to the Texans, I would not say that it erases the first two.
But a tie is like honestly
a tie is not
looking
bad.
At it now. I mean, now you're above the Texans in the rankings. You're above the Titans, even though you have the same amount of wins, and you're half a game behind the Jags. So like, it's just kind of like you know, it's pretty good there. And then, but there's some positives and negatives to the game
for sure. For sure.
Because, you know, the Colts O-line just did horrible.
I don't think Matt Ryan looked too good until the last drive either. You want me to be 100% honest with you?
I think he looked good when he actually had pass protection.
Yeah, but like some...
But
still,
he didn't have any pass protection. That's the problem.
Yeah, but if you look, like some of the play calling still was like really silly. Like to go for it on 4th-and-1 at your own 50 and Ryan gets sacked for
what was that
minus
play
20
call?
Yards.
You have the best running back in the league, arguably, and you don't run the ball there.
Oh, well.
And
it didn't matter. We won. So
there's a lot of, I don't know. I mean, it's a good win.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of negatives,
for sure.
Obviously. I'll go positives, though. I mean, the defense looked incredible without Shaquille Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's really promising there. Stephon Gilmore looked like his defensive player of the year.
Did he come back to the game after?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Had some really, he was the one at the end who tipped the ball and Rodney McLeod.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Ended
you're
up
right.
Picking
yeah.
it off, but.
Yeah, that was just such a fun game, and I'm so glad the Colts were able to get a win. Especially, you know, you start off the season 1-1-1. That's a lot better than 0-3.
Yeah, exactly. From like last season,
mm-hmm.
And you know, Matt Ryan. The only thing I'm worried about there, because I think he'll get it together. He'll get in sync with the guys, and with protection,
so.
He can throw the ball. But his fumbles are ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, 7 fumbles already. That's and one of them, like on that 4th-down call. It's not. I wouldn't blame it all on him. You got a big pass rush. Wasn't
Our
a great
line
play call.
Is just terrible.
Yeah, I don't know why. But that second fumble by Ryan was horrible. I mean, he scrambles out, and you got to know as a veteran to throw the football.
Yeah, for sure.
It's ridiculous. And
for sure.
I'll talk a little bit. Just this certain moment, it was when the Colts actually didn't get that 4th-and-inches, like late in the game. You remember that? Jonathan Taylor got the ball, just tried
yeah.
to dove over.
Mm-hmm.
The play before that, when Matt Ryan throws it to Kylan Granson, and Granson, it's obvious, I thought he was short. I cannot believe they called it, like, that he got it. But Frank Wright has to know to tell the guys to go hurry up and snap the freaking football.
Right, right.
I mean, they take forever, and then it gives the Chiefs a chance to challenge it. If you snap the football there, you got the, you get that, you convert. Because
right.
the Chiefs took a while to throw the challenge flag.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know. And maybe even if you're Matt Ryan, you got to know to do that.
Yeah,
you,
for
to
sure.
take over.
Exactly,
you're a
yeah.
veteran. It's like, that was what made me pretty upset. But luckily, the Chiefs didn't have Harrison Butker. I don't think we win this.
I'm not for sure. The Colts did look very
good. We don't have Shaquille Leonard. So, like,
right.
obviously the outcome is different there. But, you know, you play with the guys that you did. You get a dub against one of the best teams in the league. Completely changes your outlook of the season, so.
For sure.
Very good there.
What's his name? Alex Pierce balled out, too.
Alex
he
Pierce
really
played
good.
Really, really good.
He did.
He had 3 receptions for 61 yards. Almost had a touchdown there at the end, the one right before Jelani Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Jelani Woods looked good. I mean, his stat line's honestly kind of funny. 2 receptions, 13 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had that game-winning touchdown, though.
Yeah, he looked really good
as
well.
That was very good by him.
He's a rookie, correct? Rookie out of Virginia. Yeah,
late round pick.
He did look really good. So.
Another late round good pick by Ballard. So
yeah, I did get the opportunity to speak to Mr. Ballard this weekend, as his son is the head, or sorry, his son is the quarterback for Westfield here in Indiana, Westfield High School. His son's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
his son looked good. They played Brownsburg. Brownsburg got the W, but I was there. Saw a guy that looked really familiar. I was like, is that Coach Ballard? So anyway, I talked to him. Super cool guy. Super friendly. Yeah, I didn't mention, you know, that I'm not the biggest fan of him, but I got a photo with him. He's really cool. And hopefully, you know, he starts, you know, hopefully they put it together and we start winning football games at a high level here in Indianapolis.
I think I told you this already when you sent it to me, but, like, you probably should not tell Ballard to listen to our podcast. You know, the past couple weeks. Might have been hating on him a little bit. But.
Yeah, but, you know, just a win like that just kind of
Win like that, like really, if as long as you continue to play at a high level, you win next week. You make a statement win next week against a division rival.
Where do we play next week?
It's at home against the Titans. And I was going to go over how important this next stretch of games is. Even though it's early in the season, you know, the teams that win the division are on top most of the season.
Right,
you,
for sure.
You don't see a lot of teams that have a late. Because, like, last season, the Colts had a really late. They started winning games really late. You know, they weren't even close to the division. Obviously, they don't make the playoffs. But at one point, you're 9-6. You're not close to the division, though.
Right.
So, you want to take it early. You know, the AFC South, the standings right now, Jacksonville's 2-1 on top. Colts 1-1-1. Titans 1-2. Houston 0-2-1. I don't think Houston has a chance to win. I think it's the top three teams there. I'm not high on the Titans. I don't think they're going to win it. I think it's either the Colts or the Jags.
I'm high on the Jags, to be honest.
I don't know yet. I still think the Colts win the South. That could be a little biased talking, and I don't know that. I'll have to see how the Jags play next week. They play, I believe it's on the road against the Eagles. I'll check real quick.
That's a test there.
If they win that game, you know, yeah, they're legit. But if they, like, get blown out in that game, I don't know. Because it's weird to rank.
That is weird.
Because I don't even know what to say about the Chargers right now, in all honesty.
True.
So, but the Colts' next stretch of games, you know, you play the Titans at home next week. You need to get a dub there. You need to get the tiebreaker and get separation from the Titans early. If you win that game, you have, like, a 2.5-game separation. Then you go on the road, Thursday night football against the Broncos at Broncos. I think you need a win there. I'm not high on the Broncos. Did they win last night? Yeah, they won by 1 point, and it's really because of the safety that Jimmy Garoppolo just stepped out of the back of the end zone. Their offense is horrible. Their defense is good, and assuming we have Shaq Leonard back by then, hopefully we have him next week. You know, I think that the Colts should take care of business there on the road. Even it's a hard matchup, though, so you never know.
For sure.
And then the next week, which at the start of the season, I didn't anticipate to be a big game, really. But Jaguars go at Colts. That's a big game for the Colts.
Yeah, for sure.
Thinking, like, maybe the Jags are pretty good. But that's a big stretch of games. You need to make separation there. You need to win big games. So, I'm hopefully the Colts win those.
Yeah. You know, I would hope so. Especially, you know, we have not played well against the Jaguars recently. We have played them better at home. That's no doubt about it. So hopefully the Colts can get a dub there.
Yeah. Let's dive into a little bit of college football action. The top 25, to be specific. You had Kent State going on the road to number one Georgia. And Kent State put the most points that Georgia's
Kent
faced.
State looked good.
I mean, yeah, Georgia wins 39-22. But, I mean, for a while there, it was decently close.
Yeah, it was a close game.
Maryland went on the road and gave Michigan a test.
They did.
Michigan only wins 34-27.
You're right, they did. Talia Tungavailoa looked great.
Yeah.
He looked really good. Maryland, just in general, looked really good.
Very surprising.
Yeah, I've actually a buddy that lives in Australia who's a Maryland fan, and I was texting him about it. So good job to Maryland. Maybe they can keep that momentum up, and they can be a bowl team.
And then we had number 5 Clemson going on the road to number 1. Number 21, Wake Forest.
That game was crazy. I did get to watch the last overtime period.
I watched, like, most of the second half, and it was just Wake Forest should have won. You know, the last drive of regulation, they kept running the ball, and, yeah, it worked for a little bit.
They're one of the best quarterbacks.
But they just kept on running the ball. You can't just keep doing that because at some point Clemson just, like, went all run commit.
Right.
And just stopped them easily. So, like, Wake Forest wins that game if they were just aggressive. They were aggressive the whole game. That's why I hate when coaches do that. You know, you're playing aggressive the whole game. It's working really well. And then you just randomly just start going conservative. And that I don't get it. I mean, obviously you're close against the top opponent, but you don't want to go in overtime. You want to win in regulation.
Right.
You don't play for overtime.
Their quarterback, the last drive, Wake Forest. What's his name? Is it Hartman?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he threw one of the worst balls I've ever seen on fourth down. He just threw it into double coverage, and it was intercepted, I believe.
Yeah,
batted down.
Then we had Penn State beat Central Michigan that pretty handedly.
What was the final?
33-14.
Okay, so Penn State is one I look at that I can see actually making a run maybe to the college football playoff.
Maybe, yeah, they're pretty good there. You have number 17 Baylor escaped with a win at Iowa State. That's a good win for them, 31-24.
Yeah, because, I mean, Iowa State's a tough place to play anyway. Yeah.
Then we had the college game day. It was number 20 Florida going on the road to number 11 Tennessee. Well, Tennessee knocked them off 38-33. It wasn't really that close. Florida scored late. And they got a they actually recovered an onside kick, and I thought the guy was going to take it for six. He caught it and just started running. Like, he almost, they got down to, like, the 40. Onside kicks have been crazy this year in just football in general. There's
just
been
kickers in general, man.
I know. It's ridiculous. Then, a couple weeks back, I said Texas is back. Obviously, they aren't. They lose on the road to Texas Tech in overtime, 37-34.
Did Quinn Ewers play? I know
he was
Quinn available.
Ewers is out a few. Is gonna probably out a couple more weeks. See, I know he practiced. But yeah, it was Hudson Card.
Okay. So, I mean, once they get Ewers back, I can see them making a little run.
Then we saw Miami pull a classic Miami. They lose to Middle Tennessee. I mean,
what was the final?
45-31. Not even close. Like, it's ridiculous.
I don't understand what all the hype was for Miami. I remember when we went over the top 25 earlier.
I know. They
year,
were
I was like,
so
Miami?
High.
Like, really?
Yeah. And then Oregon went on the road at Washington State, won 44-41.
Dang.
That's a good game there.
How'd Cam Ward do?
Future Kentucky quarterback Cam Ward showed out. He had two picks, yeah, but he went 37-48, 375 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. I mean, he played pretty well.
He is, I've watched him play a couple times this season. He's just so electric, like, even on the ground.
I really hope Kentucky can get him for next season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get him to transfer, but I feel like if an SEC team offers him, especially with the recent success they've had
at
Kentucky, you know, maybe he'll come.
Yeah, for sure.
Ole Miss barely beats Tulsa 35-27. They looked really good the week before. This week they didn't look that good. A lot of teams really just didn't look that good.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why I'm not too, like, down on, you know, Kentucky for barely beating Northern Illinois, which that score was 31-23. Yeah, I'm not really that upset about it. Because a lot of teams struggled, and, you know, next week you have a chance to really prove yourself as a top 10 team.
Yeah, for sure.
Because a lot of teams are doubting Kentucky, so, you know. Then we have Texas A&M beat Arkansas 23-21. Yeah, I called that game. I said Texas A&M will win.
I had Arkansas on the road getting a W, I believe.
I think Texas A&M has so much talent on their roster. You know, they lose to Appalachian State, but.
And App State is 2-2. They lost to FBS school James Madison, which James Madison's a good program. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, it's an embarrassing loss for A&M. They'd be top five right now for sure.
I don't think they've looked that impressive just at all this season.
Yeah,
here nor there though.
And then we had one of the greatest games of all time: Alabama Vanderbilt score 55-3.
What was the spread again? Was it?
It was like Bama by 40 or something.
Well, they didn't cover, so.
Yeah, Bama covered.
What was the score again?
55-3, so they won by 52. So they covered.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, well.
Ohio State looked good. They blew out Wisconsin.
This is the Ohio State team that I thought coming into the season.
Yeah, Wisconsin isn't amazing right now, so I'd like to see another quality win, but I'm going to get on the Ohio State train while I can. You know, they're a good team. They're going to make the playoff.
Big Ten runs.
Early season, I had Ohio State winning it all, so.
I had
C.J. Stroud for Heisman.
You know, I still think as Ohio State moves on in the season, they'll get better. But I also think Michigan will as well. And teams like that. But Michigan and Penn State as well. But Michigan State looks like one that, you know, will not be in the Big Ten East conversation, which kind of surprises me.
Yeah,
in a way,
they just don't look good.
They just do that. I mean, they got blown out at home by Minnesota, which, again, don't get me wrong, Minnesota is a good team. Will probably end up winning the Big Ten West, but man, they just look like Michigan State looked terrible.
Yeah, I know exactly. You had Kansas State going on the road, upsetting Oklahoma, 41-34.
Adrian Martinez.
I'm glad they lost. Kentucky moved up because of that, and then another game. You had USC barely beating Oregon State on the road. I just think Oregon State's
good though.
They're good, but you're a top 10 team. You gotta
for sure
win higher. And a lot of top 10 teams struggle, but I just think USC's a little overrated there.
You know, I'm not for sure. Again, I haven't watched them play. My goal this weekend was to watch them play.
I just think they're overrated because of Lincoln Riley, and I don't see Oregon State. Yeah, they're 3-0, or they were 3-0.
Oregon State.
I'm just not high on any like of those teams in the Pac-12.
That's fair.
At all. Like I'm
That's
not,
fair.
I'm not high on teams that aren't in the SEC mm-hmm. or Big Ten or they're not Clemson. I'm not really high
they're
on
They're not high on
teams.
Clemson. He's lying.
Yeah, I'm not high on Clemson, but like I'm saying historically, I'm right. going to be
I
high
get what
on
you're
Clemson
saying,
usually.
Yeah.
I'm just in college football, a lot of those teams turn out to be pretenders like we saw Utah
That's
this
true.
Season.
Yeah.
So
they're exactly right.
And maybe USC proves me wrong, but I think they'll have a mess up this season and lose to a team
will.
They really shouldn't. Because they have a pretty weak schedule. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Then BYU beat Wyoming, bounced back from that loss to Oregon. Utah went on the road, killed Arizona State. That's not too
Herm
impressive.
Edwards got fired from Arizona State,
did
which
you see
I think
the,
is kind
did you
of a
see
joke.
That apparently Arizona State's like some of their staff were leaking plays to
yeah.
other teams to try and get him fired.
Yeah, I think it's totally ridiculous, especially that guy came in. And Arizona State has this wild fantasy that they should be college football playoff contenders. They should be undefeated every season.
Exactly. Like,
and he came in there. I'm not for sure how they were before Herm Edwards, but Herm Edwards went 8-5 a couple times, usually a bowl, kind of a bowl team. And I really don't understand why they decided to let him go. I think it was totally silly of Arizona State, and I think they will regret it in a couple years.
Anyways, that was episode 5 of the Playbook Podcast with me, Kyle, and
Garrett Burkle.
And hope you guys tune in. You can go to Spotify, Indies Giant 90.9. You can head over to our TikTok to watch clips at the Playbook Pod. Anyways, me and Garrett are signing out from Ben Davis Studio.